Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, we were talking about the story of Cyril, the 10-year-old boy martyr. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
There is a long story here, but we call it the story of Cyril. Cyril, the boy martyr. He lived in the city of Antioch in the early days of Christianity. A Christian was being led to death. At the place of execution stood the judge and his guard. The Christian said to the judge, "Ask any little child here whether we ought to worship many false gods whom you serve, or the one true living God." The child will tell you. But close by stood a Christian mother and her 10-year-old son, Cyril. She had brought Cyril to see how a true servant of God could die for his Lord. The judge spied the lad and asked the question just as it had been posed to him by the Christian about to die. And to the surprise of all, Cyril answered, "There is but one God, and Jesus Christ is one with him." Oh, this made the judge angry. Turning to the Christian, he said, "Wretched Christian, you taught the boy these words." Then more gently, he said to the child, "Who taught you this faith?" And the 10-year-old Cyril, lovingly looking up at his mother, said, "The grace of God taught my mother, and she taught me." Angrily, the judge replied, "We will see what the grace of God can do for you." And he motioned to the guards who, according to duty, stood with their sheaves of rods. They seized the child. Very passionately, the mother pled that she might give her life for the child. But the judge would not heed her pleas. All she could do was encourage her child, reminding him the Lord loved him and died for him. And so the cruel strokes fell upon the bare shoulders of Cyril as they beat him with those rods. And mocking, the judge said, "What good is the grace of God to him now?" His mother replied, "It can enable him to endure the suffering for the sake of the Lord." Well, this made him more insanely mad. And so the judge ordered the soldiers to do it again. And he asked, "What can the grace of God do for him now?" The mother, with her own heart bleeding at the sight of her boy's suffering, answered, "The grace of God teaches him to forgive his persecutors." Cyril's eyes followed the upward gaze of his mother as she pled to God in earnest prayer. When the judge now asked Cyril, would he now worship the gods that he did? Cyril answered, "No, there is no God but the Lord, and Jesus is the Redeemer of the world. He loved me, and I love him, because he is my Savior." The blows then continued harder until Cyril fainted from the numerous blows of the rods. He was handed to his mother, and the question was once more repeated, "What can the grace of God do for him now?" and pressing her dying boy to her heart. She answered, "Now above all, the grace of God will bring him gain and glory. For God will take him from the rage of his persecutors to the peace of his home in heaven." Then once more, the dying boy Cyril looked up and said, "There's only one God and one Savior, Jesus Christ, who loved me." And those were his last words. Well, I tell you what, that's a true story, and it makes me ashamed of so many times that I have failed to stand when I should stand. You know, the word suffer in verse 12 means to remain under, to not break beneath or from the load. If you're carrying a heavy load as you listen to this broadcast, call upon him for strength. Sometimes it's not his will to remove the load. 2 Corinthians 12, Paul prayed that the thorn might be removed from him. But the Lord says, "No, my grace is sufficient for thee." So Paul said, "Then your strength is made perfect in weakness." Christ prayed, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And the cup did not pass from him. So many times we just need to pray for strength. As a Christian, we must again understand, as hard as that was on a 10-year-old boy and his mother to watch, that suffering is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in glory. I mean, wow! What must that glory in heaven be that the suffering of that little boy and the mother watching will seem minute in comparison to the great glory of heaven? And so the if factor calls on cowardly Christians to at least witness. Oh, the degree of the greatness of his sufferings will seem minute compared to the great degree of glory in heaven. So be a witness. Be a witness. Be a witness. So we are to be witnesses, not lawyers. We're witnesses. We're saved if we live it, and if we don't, we're saved. But don't you want to appear before God having lived it? If we are weak, he is not. Look at verse 13 as we've looked at that word if again. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Our faithful God. If we believe not is defined as to not place living confidence in, that is to not be faithful, due to a lack of trust. Again, this is not now speaking of becoming saved. It refers to the dedicated life after we're saved. Is your all on the altar? You see, the fear of man, we're told in the book of Proverbs, bringeth a snare. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And wisdom is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, in the evil way. You see, Cyril's story is not as much a story of courage as it is a study of trusting completely upon God's grace that is given in time of trial. The story of Cyril is not to stir our emotions, although it should, but it's also to demonstrate the love of heart, the love that we should have in our heart for God, to trust him in all our ways, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him and let him direct our paths. Cyril had a duty, even as a 10-year-old boy, to testify of Jesus Christ. Even when hurting and weak and not understanding. Yet, even with the blows, the many blows of the rods, every time he was asked, he witnessed for Jesus, knowing more consequences were coming. Ours is still to be faithful to duty. You sing in a choir, Sunday school, church visitation. How little does it take to keep you from participating? Even when the trial is its greatest, we should give our all. Just give your all. Give your best. Totally leaning on those everlasting arms. Don't quit as Satan has attacked. Again, as I just referred to earlier, Cyril reminds us of 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. What if we are called upon to lose our bank accounts, our houses, and are imprisoned if we won't change? Because that happened in the early church. What about those people in North Korea? If they get caught, it's either the concentration camp, which usually equals slow, torturous death, or the instant death. What about those Islamic countries that put Christians to death for proclaiming their Christ? That are tortured if they're caught meeting or even just listening to the gospel. And yet, some foolish, very foolish, unwise, ignorant people that would call themselves Christians have said, well, they know it's against the law to do that in those countries, so it's their own fault. Well, I hope that it is my fault that somebody got mad because I witnessed the gospel. I hope it's my fault that if one day, speaking against the sins of this world, whether it's homosexuality, abortion, adultery, premarital, extramarital sex, or what have you, because I delivered the message and taught what God said on it, if they arrest me, at least I stood proclaiming God's message to men. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no grace. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.